wonderful Thursday morning, beloved. Thank you for allowing me into your lives, into your homes on this Thursday morning as we begin our study in Isaiah chapter 3. Today's reading begins with an oracle of judgment against Jerusalem and Judah and concludes with a description of the way in which the Lord will judge the people. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been justice and peace. So let's begin our study of Isaiah chapter 3. Now the Lord, the Almighty Lord, is about to take away from Jerusalem and Judah everything and everyone that the people depend on. He is going to take away their food and their water, their heroes and their soldiers, their judges and their prophets, their fortune tellers and their statesmen, their military and civilian leaders, their politicians, and everyone who uses magic to control events. The Lord will let the people be governed by immature boys. Everyone will take advantage of everyone else, and young people will not respect their elders, and worthless people will not respect their superiors. A time will come when the members of a clan will choose one of their numbers and say to him, "You at least have something to wear, so be our leader in this time of trouble." But he will answer, "Not me. I can't help you. I don't have any food or clothes either. Don't make me your leader." Yes, Jerusalem is doomed. Judah is collapsing. Everything they say and do is against the Lord. They openly insult God Himself. Their prejudices will be held against them. They sin as openly as the people of Sodom did. They are doomed, and they have brought it on themselves. The righteous will be happy, and things will go well for them. They will get to enjoy what they have worked for. But evil people are doomed. What they have done to others will now be done to them. Moneylenders oppress my people, and their creditors cheat them. My people, your leaders are misleading you, so that you do not know which way to turn. The Lord is ready to state His case. He is ready to judge His people. The Lord is bringing the elders and the leaders of His people to judgment. He makes this accusation: "You have plundered vineyards, and your houses are full of what you have taken from the poor. You have no right to crush my people and take advantage of the poor. I, the sovereign Lord Almighty, have spoken." Oh, wow, that's a chilling statement. Today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. The righteous will be happy, and things will go well for them. They will get to enjoy what they have worked for. You know, as we think about this passage of Scripture, we see how the Lord deals with people's disobedience and why they are doomed. And yet, in the midst of all this doom and gloom, what does He say? He's going to be protecting those who are living righteous, which simply means right. They're living right lives, and they are going to enjoy God's blessing. So God's people, when they're serving God, can expect God's blessing, even in the midst of judgment all around them. Let's pray. Almighty God, You are righteous in all Your judgments. Teach me to obey Your laws so that I may serve You in ways that reflect Your love and glorify You. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Tomorrow we will be in Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Just a short little passage of Scripture, and this is a time that will come when Jerusalem will be restored. Until then, beloved, enjoy God's blessing. That's my prayer for you.